right, welcome to another episode of Talk Sex with Podrick Payne. We are over halfway there. Sad as that may be, I'm your host, Steven Toyofuku.
It's Joe Kern.
All right. I mean, the end of the previous week's episode was the definition of epic.
The fucking, like, Jamie plunging, like, 30 feet deep into water that's 3 feet from the edge of a river.
I know. So much, so many comments on Reddit.
The, like, deepest
the
fissure.
The Reddit comments are just in the history of fucking the
world. The Blackwater Brush?
I mean, so that is, in fairness, that name was dropped in that episode. Like, we must get the rest of this blah, blah, blah over the Blackwater Rush before nightfall.
Yeah, in the classic.
Hashtag Randall Tarley. Yeah,
quick, whip stragglers. Yeah. And he, like, gets, like, legitimately sad when they don't. Yeah. So it's...
Maybe, dude, what a fucker. It's not even sad, it's just straight up butthurt.
Oh, like, yeah, so...
I wanted to fucking do that.
But anyway, so we're talking, like, the first episode is the... Like, it's the same as they did when, in the books, when Tyrion's, like, drowning. And then the chapter ends with him drowning, and then the next chapter starts, and it's just a Tyrion chapter, and he's just not drowned. That's the Stone Men situation, which they do after, like, the credits in the other one. But anyway, yes. But, so they fucking killed that, like, dumbass mystery, like, nice and quick, which I'm cool with. But then... They had the scene which we both predicted, like, well, we pretty much predicted perfectly, which was...
Yeah.
Danny's gonna burn Randall and Dick and Tarly.
If they weren't already dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that will... Okay, so, believe it or not, the one joy of happiness in my life this past week, other than, like, fucking eating ramen once, was watching all of the final season of Black Sails, which hilariously is...
Oh, is that also Dickon on that?
Yeah, it's weird because he's so hard in that show. Like, you see veins in his forearms. Like, that character is hard in that show.
He's also... he's... I don't know if his armor just got shoulder pads.
No.
He's
like,
yoked as fuck.
No. Costume design did well here, but it's just so fun because if you watch... that season, which was filmed a year before this most recent season of Game of Thrones, you'd be like, dude, he's way younger in Game of Thrones. And it's like, nah, dude. So I'm still just kind of tripped out by that.
Oh, okay, for sure. Well, I mean, they had to make him, like, seem like a polo playing, like, tween.
I was a water polo player in Connecticut.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Dickon went, like, basically just like a...
No,
like
such thing as White Walkers.
He's a frat dude who went to Middlebury, like, basically.
I'm a mid kid.
Yeah, so, So that pretty much went exactly as we called it. And then, I don't know, we had the whole situation with... I mean, do you really buy the whole, like, I don't know, Varys and Tyrion getting, like, super sad that Dany, like, burned a couple people alive? Like, do you, like, buy that as, like, an actual thing? Or are they just, like, being a little bit, like, complainy?
I do. I think it's a I think it's a mixed bag. I think Tyrion's definitely struggling with the fact that both all of his strategies for this war have failed. And he wasn't prepared for how brutal it was to just be like, hey, that Lannister soldier who I probably have some of a relationship with is just sitting there with his shield melted on his face.
Yeah, totally. And then he also had the whole, I mean, you get the whole, like, oh, run, idiot, don't be such a dumbass.
No,
Jaime's doing his fucking death charge that Bronn later admonishes him for.
Or even with Dick, I'm like, we've already lost one great house this week. Don't be an idiot. Bend the knee.
The way he says it is hilarious, too. Like... And then, then Randall, of course, like, has his, like, sweet appeal to racism. Everybody loves to
Why
do that.
Why is the appeal to racism so appealing?
Dude, everyone on, also, everybody always ends up doing that to Danny, too. They're always, like,
Boring savages.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they go up to Danny and they're about to, like, communicate, and they're like, oh, like, filthy slaves and savages. And it's like, dude, you're, like, at this chick's mercy, and you're gonna be, like, using that terminology. Like, that's gonna get her fucking heated, dude. But anyway, it's whatever. No love lost for those two. I don't give a shit. They both sucked.
Not at all.
But they, tried to redeem Dickon for, like, half a second.
My question for this is, do you think Tyrion's resolve from that conversation with Varys was proposing this whole, like, hey, John, you should just get proof situation, or was that already in the works, and this is going to result in something later?
I don't know. It's almost
It's a mix of bag.
The whole, like, capture a, the way I interpreted that was, like, the whole, like, fucking kidnap a zombie plan, which is, like, so dumb.
It's awful. Yeah. It's really stupid. Yeah. That's, it's so stupid, that's why none of us would have predicted that. I'm like, wow, yeah. They're going with that fucking line of thought. Exactly.
It's like, dude, it's like, what the hell? So they have to go all the way up, grab one, come all the way back down, and then get all the way up to the wall again. That's nuts.
Well, it's okay. They got,
thank God,
they got like, from Dragonstone to Eastwatch in a couple frames of an episode.
Yeah, it's been a long winter. They've, like, lots of months have passed. We're, like, in the dead of winter now.
No one knows. Based on that travel. It's fine, dude. No, ships are, like, fucking, like, bullet trains. It's whatever.
Yeah. Works
Peter Baelish's magical fucking wagon.
Yeah, Peter Baelish does have, I mean, he if anyone could afford a magic wagon that could get you someplace really quick, it'd be Peter. Right. Who also has a pretty funny shit in here. But, I mean, okay, so you get all the stuff and, like, the aftermath of the sweet loot train attack. And then, what's the, what comes after that is that, John, like, stroking.
Yeah, no.
Stroking Drogon. No,
straight up. We slightly washed over more cheeky Jamie Brownness, but I really don't feel any desire to discuss that.
There's, like, nothing to it. Other it's than just, like, it's just Bronn being like, you should stop, like, trying to kill yourself because I don't have a castle. Well,
I'm gonna kill you if you don't kill me a castle.
Yeah, exactly. And then, dude, Bronn is also, Bronn's fucked.
Yeah,
Bronn. We talk about Bronn's fucked. Dude, Cersei mentioned Bronn in that one scene.
She did, but what if it's, dude, no, that would be so unsatisfying if Bronn just got murdered by Cersei.
Yeah, I mean, she was telling Jaime, like, why don't you punish him?
Well, she asked him.
Or are you going to punish him? Yeah, that's true, but, like, I don't know.
I like to think Bronn is gonna make it.
Make it. He's gonna be one of the dudes who survives. Yeah. I think he's, like, primed to get murdered soon.
I know.
Which is a bummer.
I know, I'm in denial.
I feel like the only reason they, like, brought him back and made him such a focal point of that whole, like, battle sequence was just, like, you kill him at the end of the year. Yeah. Like, that's, like, that's pretty classic. They fucking fatten you up and then you die. They just, like, feed you dialogue and get you all plump and then just roast you. Like,
yeah, but, no, I could see that very easily happening.
And then you could get more Qyburn.
Qyburn!
Yeah. But,
Master of Whispers.
Yeah, so, I mean, what do you think about the whole, like, I don't know, the whole, like, just, like, John staring at, like, Drogon and, like, talking
more
of the flirting scenes.
When they spoon-feed you that just, like, oh, he's Daff's the Targaryen. You're just like, well, duh. But more, like, in that scene, you look for Dany's reaction after. That's just, like, hashtag swoon.
Yeah.
Like, very light, but still hashtag swoon.
Yeah, no, she's, like, she gets, like, she's incredibly, she's pretty fucking down when he, like, rebukes her later on. It was, like, a hilarious, like, I don't know if she was, like, meant to, like, play it this, like, funnily, but I like, thought it was pretty funny.
Interrupted by, the love triangle reintroduced. Sir Jorah Mormont returns.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Khaleesi, this man says he knows you.
Also, Jorah's just, like, being such a... He just also sends himself straight away on the zombie capture mission. Like, he's the first volunteer for the kidnap a zombie mission. So Jorah's a fucking dumbass. Like... he can't just, like, stick around and, like, help Tyrion make the plans.
It's so dumb.
I mean, it feels like
missed you, Mormont. No one glowers quite like you.
Yeah.
I haven't ever heard the word glower used in a sentence, not in a book.
Nice.
Is that fair?
I mean, I don't know. I suppose that's pretty fair. I don't necessarily know if I refer to people as having, like, glowering.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like the first time I've actually heard that word applied in, like, verbal words.
Well, was your first experience nice?
No, it wasn't. It was on a vocab test and I got it wrong.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, I mean, so then they have that whole scene and then they basically send them, like, they ship them off on the zombie capture mission.
I know, which is just like...
But yeah, what I was saying about the thing earlier was, like, I don't know, I feel like Tyrion kind of just, like, thought up the whole, like, zombie capture thing, like, on the fly. I feel like that wasn't, like, a long-term plan thing, because it kind of came up that way. They were like, oh, what should we do? And they're like, oh, we should have an armistice. We just got this raven, like, 5 minutes ago. And then, like, he's like, oh, what if you kidnap a zombie? And then they're all like, all right, that's the plan. And they just go.
No, because that's totally fair. But to me, like, what sparked that? Was it that, like, he doesn't want... Because do you think Danny's straight up snack... Excuse me. Do you think Danny's straight up next move would have been, like, I'm taking my dragons to King's Landing?
I mean...
Nah,
I don't know. Maybe. I guess,
right, but, though? Like...
But, like, I feel like the whole, like, it kind of came up as part of a... Well, maybe you're right. I mean, maybe he's, like, trying to facilitate a plan that will help John out because they're, like, homies, too, for some reason. They're, okay. Like, inexplicably Franz. And he's like, oh, I need to go deal with this thing, whether you come or not. And then, like, she's like, well, I can't leave because this...
Derp.
And then Tyrion's like, here's a way that could happen, because then you could, like, I don't know, go fucking deal with Bronn while we, like, try to, you know, figure out how to stop you from burning people alive, maybe.
That's fair.
But, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess, like, I think, you know how I've, like, hashtagged fan service on a lot of our episodes.
Oh, basically. Yeah. I mean, Benioff and Weiss have been definitely,
I mean, like, dude, this episode just was so just egregiously fan service-y.
Yeah, the ghillie slip.
The ghillie slip, and then fucking just, like, and the best is they talk about how they were going to reintroduce Gendry in the after the episode. And they're Davos and Tyrion going to King's Landing. Well, what if Davos doesn't just wait by the boat?
And what if we even call attention to the fact that he doesn't, you know,
like, there's this
boat.
Boy Gendry who, like, in the show we see is, you know, almost a father son like duo,
which is also so a crazy thing about Davos too in the show is that, like, so it's like, all right, so he has this weird, like, bond with fucking Gendry, but dude, he has his own wife and kids who are alive, and they live, like, in fucking Storm's End, and he hasn't been
visiting them at all.
He hasn't even said anything about them in, like, fucking, like, 5 years. He's the worst dad ever. He's just like, he's been away from home for, like, a decade, and he just, like, doesn't even fucking mention them. He's just, like, he's just making, like, fucking funny, like, horny jokes at Missandei instead.
Like, speaking of a good hot. Yeah, Miss Sunday of Nah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's like a fucking announcer at, like, a Miss America pageant. And then, like, goddamn. But then...
Fermented crab.
The fermented crab scene was good.
Yeah, that was Davos at his best.
I'll stand for the fermented crab.
That and the whole, like, is the price still the same? 5 gold dragons? 5? You're older than you look.
Oh, yeah.
15? I'm going to play this off incredibly well.
Yeah. Oh, man. They're so funny. I was a pretty big fan of that whole thing, except for, like, just, like, they're bringing Gendry back, and they made him, like, a turbo warrior, and then they literally, the next scene, he joins up with Jon. That's so funny.
And the most, like, just...
They're like, fuck it, we recruited Achilles.
It's like, so don't, your name is Clovis, don't tell him you're the bastard son of Robert Baratheon. Jon can't deal with that. She's like, well, obviously he's not going to do that.
Yeah, well, and also a funny
thing. I'm Robert Baratheon's bastard son.
Yeah, which I only knew about, like, 2 years ago when somebody tried to, like, leech my dick. Like, before that, he's like, oh, why am I here? That's dumb.
I met your dad. I didn't know why then, but I guess I know why now, so I'm going to use that to make you think I'm tired.
Yeah, and also all of a sudden I'm like, really into, like, fighting with hammers, or maybe they're just, like, genetically predisposed.
Yeah, dude, that's how Westeros works.
Yeah, you're just like, if your dad was good at swinging hammers, like, you're good at
swinging
hammers.
Even Ned said, if the boy ever wants to swing anything more than a hammer, have him see me.
Oh, lol, sweet jokes, still swinging hammers.
Yeah.
And couldn't see you, Ned, because you're fucking dead. Maybe it's foreshadowing his own death.
He's so dead that no one knows what he looked like enough to make fucking statues.
Yeah, except Sansa and Arya. if only they had, like, spent that time becoming assassins on stone masonry, then they could quit bitching and do it themselves, but... Anyway,
okay, so
yeah,
we
so
have...
So we bring Gendry back.
We bring Gendry back.
And that's the beginning of, like, the reassembly of the Misfits. But before we get to that, or, like, whatever you want to call them, Suicide Squad.
I mean, like, we should definitely talk about this whole, like, what do we do with, like, the Sansa Arya plotline? Because it's a lot of just probably Jon figuring stuff out.
Yeah. And, I mean, right now with the Sansa Arya plotline, they're just like literally just making Littlefinger and Sansa and Arya like fight. That's like the only thing that's going on there, which is, I don't know what you thought about that scene, but I personally wasn't terribly surprised that like Arya got because like Arya's supposed to be all like super stealthy and shit, but she was peering pretty far out from behind those corners.
No, man. Yeah.
She was just staring. She was gawking.
As
was
the wonderful gawking. Creators, producers of this show stayed in the after the episode. Oh, well, you know, up until this point, we've seen Arya, you know, always be on top. She's the most clever in every situation. We see her, you know, just control everything from top to bottom. But
which is,
I mean,
bullshit. She was getting whacked with a stick as a blind girl a year ago.
But then they followed up with, well, she hasn't seen Littlefinger in a while, and she may not totally realize how dangerous she is. And when Littlefinger sees an opportunity to get closer to Sansa, I mean, he sees himself falling out of favor, but when as soon as he sees an opportunity to put a wedge in between Arya and Sansa for his favor, I mean, that opportunity is irresistible. Thanks, guys. It's like you're telling me this because I didn't watch the fucking episode.
Yeah. It's, as you can see with our incredible writing here, this is what we have devised. Let us explain away every ounce of joy you could have derived from this scene. But I don't know. I think it's good to see Littlefingering.
Yeah. What is his end goal? Cause,
dude,
like,
nothing, man. Chaos is a ladder.
No, dude. But he definitely wants to bang Sansa.
Yeah, dude. But
I hate that I said it that
but
way.
That's just apologize. That's just a path. It's a means.
I know.
To
fight every battle in your mind.
In your mind.
Retreat, attack, do nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever surprise you. Especially the potato salad.
Pass the potato salad, dude. Oh, man. That's so good. Way to remember all that shit.
Thanks, also, Aidan Gillian.
Yeah, Aidan Gillian's the best. I love him. You know, I love it. And also that, dude, his hair is inexplicable.
God.
Just like touch of gray on the sides, but the line is just so emphatic.
I mean, I would definitely have long hair if I lived in Westeros.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
you do the Dothraki do.
Sure. Yeah. Well, no, we've established that if we're from this universe, I'm from a place
dude.
No one has ever seen
E.T.
in the books or the show.
Yeah, is that even how you pronounce it, or is it Y.T.?
No, I've been saying Y.T.
Y.T.,
Across the Jade Sea.
The, like, this is basically kind of China and Japan.
It's 100% China because it's like, oh, a place where there's like a monkey god who had 1,000 sons, so there are 100 god emperors fighting for the throne.
No, that's chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd read that spinoff series.
No,
sure. They're obviously just gonna end up hiring like some like Aragon-esque like writer to write all these like spinoff series.
Not.
Once George
I
is
hope
dead.
Fucking not.
You're
really
saying you wouldn't enjoy some like B- knockoff content?
No, I want obnoxious. I would much rather have obnoxious Reddit detailed content of these continents.
Okay.
Come on, that's fair, right?
For sure. I suppose I guess.
Which, after is established, then some Aragon B- fucker can write content for it. Because
for sure.
Then he's trapped within shit that he can't change.
Except as Benioff and Weiss have proven, dude, with pace, you can change anything.
Shit.
But, alright, so what have we not touched on? Oh, yeah, fake pregnant Cersei. I'm like 100% sure she's not.
Really?
I'm 100% sure that kid is a lie. Yeah, dude, that kid is fucking. That kid is fake. He's a fake kid. I guarantee it. That is a child of convenience.
A Fomin.
Yeah,
he. A Fofri.
She literally like.
A Farcella. That's the best one there. Farce is in it. So Farcella.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, exceptional production this go around. Also, like,
I'm sorry.
So but yeah, I mean, I think that was pretty convenient. What fucking Qyburn was just like walking out of the room, and then
I mean,
she just knew that Jaime was fucking around.
Okay,
with
Tyrion. But in fairness, as soon as I saw they were in the fucking dragon, they're not the dragon pits, whatever place they were that we've seen at least once before the season,
they're definitely gonna
and
be
once before the show, I was like, how does Qyburn not know they're there? He was testing scorpions in that fucking dungeon.
Yeah,
like,
giant crossbow was down there.
Yeah, dude. Like, he's
it
obviously
seems like they also, I didn't see another giant crossbow, so.
Yeah,
looks like they may have just made one.
That's retarded.
Sucks to suck.
It's really dumb.
Yeah.
Unless the rest are in storage and are stored around the walls of King's Landing, which we physically haven't seen yet.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. We've only had, like, Cersei's bedroom and, like, I don't know, random other
places. And just incest. I guess incest. Oh, on the map room.
Oh, yeah, the map room. I love the map room. Yeah, but, I mean, so that whole scene, I feel, was just her, like, creating the leverage she feels she needs to have Jaime kill Tyrion the next time they see each other.
Okay. But what about the whole, like, I mean, die, submit and die, or fight and die, I think I know my choice, like.
Oh, yeah. But then she also, she's like, said she's going to agree to the armistice also.
Followed by, like, yeah, also, like, dead men, everyone will kill all our enemies.
Yeah, which just means that she's going to be, like, they're going to keep Cersei on the show way longer than we thought. What's going to happen is they're going to fight the Night King and Cersei's still going to be alive.
Somehow.
And she'll, like, and actually the last villain on the show will end up being Cersei and not the Night King. I, like, bet. Because she'll just be fucking around.
Dude, I'd be down for that, actually.
I would be. I mean, everybody thought it'd be the other way around.
Like, what if the Night King is defeated at the end of the season, and then last season is straight up, like, putting order back into Westeros?
Oh, yeah, except the only people who would love to watch that show are, like, us. I would love to
watch that show. Oh, I know, I'd love to watch the shit out of that.
It's where it's not just, like, an apocalypse.
We're like, oh, somehow all of Daenerys' dragons died fighting the White Walker army, so then you're just like, oh, this is just straight up politics again.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh, but how do you, like, establish credibility in a new, like, regime? It's like, oh, yeah, that's it.
How do we return Dawn to the foe?
Classic. That's the kind of exciting, like, impactful shit that we lose when we have to fight all these dragon battles.
Yeah. Have to fight all these dragon and Dothraki battles.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny, too, that when, like, Jaime was, like, basically telling Cersei how fucked they were, that the first thing he talked about wasn't the dragon. It was the Dothraki. It's like, I mean, oh, yeah, they fucked us up. And then also dragon.
Which, okay, let's talk about this, all right? So, I 100% believe that a Dothraki horde is the most terrifying thing ever, straight up, like.
I mean, there was a fucking lot of them.
The Mongols proved this.
There's also like 100,000.
But the reason they did so much damage initially to the Lannister army is because that dragon just kept burning holes in their fucking defensive line.
Yeah, and the little spears, dude.
Like, dude, no, straight up, like, no matter how strong your cavalry is, you can't break through that shit. They would have had to retreat and shoot arrows.
And Benioff and Weiss made a. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I think the way that those shots were set up, that was definitely what you were meant to take away.
Oh, yeah,
for sure. Like, that was, like, the first thing it did. It was like, oh, line of spears, like, breaks giant hole, and then right after the shot is them riding through it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because, like, once you're attacked in the flank, like, both the security in a basic and logistical perspective goes down, but also in a, like, morale perspective. Imagine if you're over here holding your shield and spear against, like, a wall of just gigantic horses, but you're doing okay. But then you just suddenly, like, out of the periphery of your vision, see just men collapsing row after row, coming closer and closer to you. Are you going to want to hold that fucking shield there anymore? No, I'd be like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I will bend the goddamn knee.
Which only 40 of those dudes got to do at the end. Yeah. The number of people kneeling before that rock was like my, like, fifth grade class. It looked like a bunch of people, like, kids, like, kneeling for gym. It's like about 60 people.
Do you think that many died, or do you think the rest, like, oh, they ran to custody.
Well, maybe they did run away because Jaime and Bronn got away somehow. I don't know how that happened.
Rivers, dude. Yeah. Just go with Rivers. Yeah. Rivers are tight. They save people.
That was amazing.
Hashtag the Revenant.
I feel like, well, I don't know. I just feel like,
Revenant? Yeah. Leo would have died in the first scene he was attacked by a bear.
I mean.
But he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't because he was a revenant. That was good. I actually really liked that movie. A lot of people weren't super high on that movie. I loved that movie.
I enjoyed it.
Not just because it looked awesome.
No, okay, that was it.
Yeah, I just thought that was a good movie. I thought it was agonizing in a good way.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm
no,
not
no,
gonna
no,
go,
no. I don't. Okay, like,
I'm not gonna go into my almost necessarily stoned defense of how.
No, I kind of want to hear it. Like, we should do that in like 10 minutes. We've changed subjects yet again.
Okay,
but for sure. For me it was more like, Yeah, Leo definitely deserved the Oscar for that movie because he worked really hard for that role. It was an incredibly demanding one, which he pulled off incredibly well. It was more like, why the fuck was this nominated for Best Picture? And why the fuck was this nominated for Best Screenplay?
Mm. Best Screenplay would definitely be weird.
Yeah, and it was in that specific year. And it, thank God, didn't win.
Yeah.
But did my accent change for like two lines there?
Yeah, dude, you were definitely like channeling Aidan Gillian there.
Oh shit. Changing that
accent up every single year. If you listen to like early episodes of Game of Thrones, like he is growling so much less. His Batman-y-ness just increases.
Same as Tyrion though, his accent just gets less shitty.
Oh yeah. Early on, he's, like, kind of a smarmy fuck, and then at the end, he just, like, sounds like a dude.
Yeah.
Although, the bend the knee comment, for some reason... Bend the knee. Mike is like, ah, fuck you, dude. Sound like Mace Tyrell. Guy fucking sucks.
The dude Muppet.
Yeah, that guy was funny. Keeping him around, him getting incinerated was a devastation to the cast. Bring him back somehow. Sneak him in a Maester.
Lady Stoneheart is actually Mace Tyrell in the show universe.
He's like a jolly
Jolly Stoneheart. Yeah.
That'd be great. Alright, but I don't know how long, I don't know how far we are in, but so you got like
it's weird because we didn't go a ton of places this episode for the first time.
Yeah. But it bounced around a whole bunch. Oh yeah, I guess we had the Gilly slip.
Oh, before we talk about the Gilly slip. Actually, I will say one of my favorite scenes from this episode was just Maester Council.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
It was actually just like, God, fuck these people. This is a really, really good scene.
Yeah, it also reminded me a lot of, it was like, so like, yeah, that's kind of like a relatable scene. It's like a...
Quite possible.
The Maesters are kind of living like, they're like the true academics, you know, they're so out of it that they like perceive everything as like trifling.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? They're just so removed from what's going on that they're just like, oh, like, but we need to take care of the rookery. Oh, it's again. Like,
last time I checked, the ravenry was in
disrepair. Yeah, it's like, oh, business.
Oh, Lodos.
Yeah, business as usual at the, you know, at like Whitman College.
God. Yeah. I would never say that again. Never fucking say that again.
I guess it's like William and Mary. I don't know. It's the first school.
I'm fine with that.
Oxford. But yeah, so they had that whole scene where they also. So I guess Sam left and Sam dipped. I guess he doesn't. Nobody. He doesn't even know that he's like the. He's in charge of his house now.
My thought is, do you think he's gonna stop there on the way to wherever he's going?
Ooh, that's possible. I could totally see that happening, actually. That's a pretty fair prediction. Well, because they bothered casting his mom and sister.
So yeah. Right.
Like, so they may as well use them for something. Like,
well, as we've seen, Game of Thrones is not opposed to just like, oh, you're not good enough anymore. We're just going to...
Yeah, now it's going to be someone a lot more famous.
Oh, Marcella, you're not like the more picture-perfect definition of like a 17-year-old attractive blonde girl. Great, we're just gonna make you that now.
Yeah, or like, no, but people don't think Dario's hot enough, recast him.
Like, I think part of that too was that other Dario just couldn't deliver lines the way they needed him to in that accent.
Yeah.
The weird free fucking Bravos.
They gave him like the free folky accent. Yeah. Though they ended up making him just, yeah, I guess he's,
how can I make love to property?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's the Jack Sparrow accent. It's all that. That's like, yeah, yeah. Exactly. That was spot on, dude.
Savvy.
Yeah, breathing. Nails.
I mean, for me, what it was with like this episode, it was just like, it felt so just like, hey, remember when we talked about doing? What if that just happened right now?
And is that just like, I mean, in terms of you just basically saying that was a horrible way of phrasing whatever you're saying.
I'm sorry.
It
is. It's more just like, that's how I feel treated right now. I feel like, hey, I know you've been waiting all for this shit. What if we just give it to you in the most, like, I'm jacking myself off kind of way?
And that's the Gilly slip.
Yeah, and I don't want it that way.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like, I mean, maybe that's why they had it be like, it's pure, that was purely like a wink, which I think is probably why it's so annoying.
I guess so, because like, I guarantee you Nate didn't get that.
Yeah, so they didn't have like, yeah, exactly. So they didn't have, stamping up on it, because they're like, this isn't actually the reveal, this is just us, like, fucking with people who know that it's coming. Which I suppose is their right, given the fact of just, like...
They're successful people that, like, do you think Game of Thrones would have ever been... sorry, Song of Ice and Fire would have ever been the thing if it weren't for us? No.
Yeah.
Benioff and Weiss. We're making Confederate.
Benioff and Weiss. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. They're gonna get... That's, their star is gonna fall pretty rapidly, yeah, I'm sure, following that endeavor.
Well, dude,
can you see them bumbling, or bungling, a series like that? I certainly can.
I do. They won't.
In charge.
But they probably will.
Oh, they will. That is not a topic that needs to be, like, rehashed, and it's certainly not a topic that needs to be, delved into by D.B. Weiss.
I don't want to hear those dudes talk about a world where the Confederacy won the Civil War.
Yeah. Also, even saying, it's almost even hard to even hear that sentence and not hear it in, like, David Benioff's voice.
Well, I mean, Reconstruction was a really interesting time because, you know, slavery was ended, but, you know, blah, 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 yeah, blah, blah. I went to Dartmouth, blah,
I can
blah,
speculate
blah, blah,
on
blah,
everything.
I went to school with Aisha Tyler, blah, 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 blah.
You know that?
Yeah, so I listened to Aisha Tyler's podcast, Girl on Guy. Endorsement.
Is it good?
It actually is fun. If you, like, know the actor she's talking to. If you don't, you're like, oh, okay. For but sure. I was like, oh, she's interviewing, like, David Benioff right now.
Oh, weird.
And he went to Dartmouth at the same time she was. And
were
so
they, like,
talking
friends?
About, no.
Okay, for sure.
They were talking about how, like, friends. Hey, like, did we ever see each other there? And he was like, oh, no, like, you were, like, actress, like, Miss Acapella. Like, you were on just a whole other level than I was.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my God.
For sure. That makes sense.
No, the best part of that episode was you heard that David Benioff at a middle school dance apparently shit his pants.
What?
And put his dirty underwear in the rafters of the bathroom.
Dude, why?
And straight up 10 years later went to a school reunion and had the gall to, like, check for it being there, and they were there.
Dude, that's dreadful. That is a fucking weird...
Fun facts from Aisha Tyler's podcast, Girl on Guy.
That's such a loathsome, like, thing to do. God, that's weird. That's so gross.
Yeah.
Dude, oh man, David Benioff, you motherfucker. All right.
All right, but importantly, in the end of the episode, they literally were very, very much... I think we need to talk about this because it was definitely my least favorite part of the episode, but, like, it's gonna obviously result in something... Was the whole, like, oh, Arya has dealt with Littlefinger before.
For sure.
Sansa and blah. So, like, what the fuck are they trying to do there? Because this is garbage to me right now.
I don't know. I think all they're going to do is they're just going to... It's literally just going to be, like, a... I think we got, like, the first of many Arya and Sansa argue about something in a room scenes, which I am not...
The king in the north should stay in the north.
Dude, that guy... Also, dude, that guy is such an asshole.
Yeah, Glover needs to go fuck himself.
Yeah, the Glovers are... The Glovers just fucking... Every time that guy's in a scene, he takes a fucking L. Like, that guy... That guy sucks. He's always...
I did not fight with you at the Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah, that's...
And I will regret that. To the end of my day.
And then, like, 20 minutes later, he's like...
Fuck the king in the north!
Yeah, so he's like, we should have empowered you, redhead girl who knows to put leather on breastplates. Like, and, like, likes to, like, you know, move...
The Knights
bushels,
of the
effectively
Vale.
Effectively move bushels of wheat hither and thither.
The Knights of the Vale came here for you, ladies. Stop!
Yeah, oh, yeah, that dude. That guy sucks. Yeah. I'm amazed that he's still on the show. Lothar... Is that
Robert Lubber Royce?
It's Royce. It's Robert Royce. It's Robar Royce.
Robar.
Yeah. Oh,
God,
man.
Fuck him though.
Yeah, that guy. Sucks.
Although he does have Bariri and Styr.
Does he?
Yeah. What is their swords called? Heartsbane?
I don't know. That's Sam's. That's one Sam's got. Which is crazy.
Lady Forlorn. Sorry.
Oh, that's actually. I don't even want to get into this.
Oh no, we should.
Okay, actually, in the that's one of the things is it's not actually him. It's another guy. In the books, there's two guys. There's the one dude who actually has the sword, and then he's like the younger brother.
Oh,
like
okay.
An offshoot house. So, like, one of the house basically has all the lands, and the other one gets the sword.
Oh,
and, like, the dude
that's
the sword
see,
is always, and
great.
The dude with the sword is always kind of a prick, and then, like, the people with the lands are kind of stuck up. Yeah,
okay.
that's like a cool, like, veil fact.
Dude, see, this is the stuff that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, for sure, exactly. That's niche knowledge coming to the fore. But yeah, now so I think it's just gonna be more of that, like, political strife shit, and I think And also,
do you think
so? John's, I can't believe that John just went straight to the Wall or to Eastwatch and didn't go to Winterfell.
I mean, my thought is like he's not ready to go back there because he hasn't done anything yet. He hasn't gotten in an army on his side. And what, he's going to go there and be like, oh, Eastwatch is going to be under attack. Listen to me. After, like, they're like, why do you leave?
It seems like it'd be, like, a good time to at least check in. But I guess maybe he's just, like, I mean, yeah, maybe he's just doing what I do when I, like, when I wait too long to send an email. And he's, like, actually just like, oh, man, I guess I'll just, like, shoot Sansa at IM and have her, like, deliver the bad news while I go to the Wall. Because these people are going to be fucking mad.
Just, so like, opening scene of next episode is pinging just Sansa. Sansa getting a, like, Raven scroll, just like
it's like a G chat. It's like, yo, hold down the fort. It. Sorry,
god damn it. Unsmiley face, frowny face, frowny
yeah,
face.
Yeah, exactly. Like, face. cry. It's like, ooh, but I'm your boss. Sorry, ah, geez, ooh, okay. But yeah, so I think that's just gonna be like, I'm a little, I don't know if I'm excited for it because I like Littlefinger's character.
No, cool. we all do,
yeah, but
well, not we, but.
Yeah, so having him be just, like, completely ineffectual was kind of annoying, so that's going to be interesting to see him and, like, Arya and Sansa dance around.
But I know, but I don't want him to see break up, like, the Starks. I want the Starks to just kill everyone.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, like, you got to know that, like, Arya and Sansa wasn't going to be, like, a quick, like, they're going to have to have some struggle before that shit gets normal. Yeah. Because they hated each other before.
Do you think someone's going to lose a limb?
Like a limb, like just literally a limb.
Yeah.
Like who? Like in that particular scenario.
Yeah. I mean, like.
I don't know. I think if anyone's getting
like,
fucked,
like Littlefinger was plotting with Sansa, and they capture her, and they're like, "Arya, you're my sister, and I can never like, I can never take your life, but I can make sure you'll never hurt anyone again." It's like. Boom, oh arm, hand chopped off.
No, I do not think that will happen. I think it's crazy that you think that Sansa's going to have Arya's arm
chopped off. Dude, she's been such a bitch to her.
Yeah, dude, I think that's, I think it's like a long way away from being like stuck up and kind of a bitch.
Dude, she's playing every scenario in her mind.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What if Arya kills me? That's cut true. Her hand guess, off, she can't.
I guess if you do, I guess if you're sticking to the literally playing out every single strategy, then chopping off the arm did happen at some point. Maybe, you know, honestly, maybe Littlefinger should be talking to Bran. You know what I mean?
Bran.
I think in some ways, like, based on the play out every scenario in your mind, thought process, Bran and Littlefinger actually may have more in common than anyone else.
Oh my god.
Because they're both in a K-hole. They're both in a K-hole together.
So, oh, shit.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's hard to say. But, yeah, so I think it's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of, like petty political strife in the North, but I think it's going to end with one of those three characters dying, which will make it seem less petty. It will not be petty. It will be big deal shit.
You think Sansa's going to die?
I don't know.
I know you've been waiting for that.
It seems like killing Arya would almost be like the...
More
like,
convenient, right?
Yeah, would also be like the, and more, also, like, the more like George RRR-y thing to do.
And also more plot driving, because that's a divisive line immediately between Jon and Sansa.
That's true. That would be crazy. But then if Sansa, I find it weird, hard to think that Arya would kill Sansa. I'm wondering if Arya is going to end up killing one of the lords of the other houses. And then Sansa's going to be like, really? Really? Because I know you did that shit. Actually, that's my prediction. I think Arya is going to fucking either kill like the Royce guy, or Arya is going to fucking kill the Glover guy. And then Sansa's going to be like, what the fuck? I know you did that. You were like literally just talking about doing that. And she's going to be like, what?
Nah, dude, murder child be gone.
Yeah, so that's my prediction for that storyline.
It's happening. Incredibly believable.
Yeah. Then you're going with Arya gets her arm chopped off.
I'm going with Arya gets her arm chopped off, or she murders Sansa.
Okay, for sure.
Well, first of all, it wasn't her arm; it was her hand.
Okay, for sure. She's just getting the Jaime Lannister treatment. Yeah, she's getting Skywalker'd.
Yeah. But not replaced.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jaime gets a replacement. It's just an ineffectual one.
Well, Skywalker gets a hand. It's like, oh, it's like I didn't lose my hand
at all. Because we don't want me to not be able to fight with my sweet laser sword.
Because the fast.
Yeah.
Sorry, the past, but the future.
Yeah, exactly. The best thing about Star... That's like the best thing about, like, people don't understand why...
A long time ago.
Yeah.
In a galaxy far,
yeah, exactly.
Away.
The in the past, but also pretty much in the future, is the best thing about Star Wars. But anyway.
I mean, I guess you could say that about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, so nah. Anyway, we're getting off a little bit, so I think we should talk at least to, like, the final assembly of, like, Suicide Squad / The Expendables.
God, that was my, like, definitely the most... I was just like, God damn it, guys, really, we couldn't have done this in, like, a much quicker scene.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I think they need to have a little bit of a scene established. I thought they actually gave it short shrift. I thought they should have had two scenes. They should have had two scenes at Castle Black. They shouldn't have just had one.
Oh, first of all, it was not Castle Black.
Or, yeah, Eastwatch. They should have only had... I think they should have had two scenes there and let them, like, fucking marinate for a second before just being like... We, like, just handpicked we just, like, handpicked a bunch of, like, fucking fan favorites and just chucked them into a room together, and now they're just venturing into the next battle scene.
Of course the Hound is as classic as that. Oh, will you shut up?
Yeah, exactly. We're
coming or not.
The pragmatist, dude.
No, he's just practical.
I know, and they all have... That's the thing, too, with all the characters, is it feels so much like the fucking, like, Suicide Squad, because all of them have such shticks, too. Like,
the drunk.
Like, Barrett, because, yeah, exactly.
The one fanatic. Of them's
like, I'm always really drinking. I'm a, yeah, it's
the... indifferent strong man.
Yeah.
The king in the north.
Like...
The young man with nothing to lose and everything to prove. Yeah,
the troubled, sad, like, melancholy.
Is Davos going with them? I forgot.
No,
I right?
Think he's
yeah.
Just, I think he's... I think Davos is gonna go
on the
back
red,
to...
the red bearded giant who wants to bang Brienne.
Yeah, I think Tormund.
I love how you brought that up in this episode. Yeah. Oh, it's the big woman with you.
Yeah, which is great. It's a good. It's good to keep that alive.
No, Tormund Brienne shipping is important.
Yeah, that's. It's funny that like people liked that initial stupid thing enough that they were just like,
fine. Yeah, we should keep doing this.
Yeah, just roll that one back a few times. Give the people what they want.
I mean, they're definitely going to bring back the whole, like... Okay, so this is my prediction, and I could be wrong, because nothing is real, and fuck everything anymore. But, like, I think Gendry's definitely been brought back also to be like, hey, what a convenient love interest for Arya.
Oh, man, yeah.
Who clearly, after they do whatever they do, where they in Eastwatch and take a zombie or whatever, he's obviously gonna go to fucking Winterfell.
Yeah.
But guess who's there? And guess who misses him?
Arya, dude.
He's not still rowing.
That's the I'm your, it's like, you could be my family. That scene when they
I don't want to be a family. Oh,
you'd be my lady. It's so touching. Yeah. It's so funny. That was such a long time ago.
That was in season 3.
Yeah.
We were still in college.
Yeah. That's crazy. It shows like they cut him out of the plot for so long and just like kept that guy like around anyway.
Yeah.
That guy's in other shit though, right? He's like Gendry's in other things. Isn't he in like Skins or something? He was in some other...
I think
like
he was in Skins. He wasn't in Misfits, which is what Ramsay was in.
Gotcha, yeah. I always just like... I always ask... I've never seen that show, but everyone always tells me that it's good.
I mean,
a lot of the same, and a lot of the same people are in it, but it's like some like tweeny shit. But.
Well, yeah, dude. That was the show. That's why I just get so butthurt about like making the character... The actress who plays Nathalie Emmanuel do nudity. It's just like... She paid that role already. She was in one episode of Misfits... She literally had no lines and had to do nudity, and then they bury her because she gets murdered, and the dude who actually has lines in an episode, like, as a character, was just like, fuck, I don't remember this girl's name, but, I mean, she loved anal.
Oh my god.
Right?
That
like
sucks.
No, okay. But anyway, okay,
that's
so...
That's a horrible anecdote about this poor actress. And
I know,
who,
but...
Who is she in Game of Thrones?
But, she's Missandei.
Oh, okay.
Which well, is why I'm just like, her. Which is why I was like, I totally, so someone was like, I really liked the Grey Worm scene because it added a lot to like Grey Worm's character and like that intimacy. And I was like, that wasn't my issue with the scene. It was like, you could have done this without asking this actress to just bare everything before she just looks at like a gash.
Yeah.
Which isn't even, the, it's just like, you could have done that without nudity.
Yeah. Well, also that scene too is like.
And I think that would have made it more powerful.
I
because then it more focuses on the fact that Grey Worm is what we're talking about here.
Yeah, but at the
who
same,
doesn't glower as well as Jorah apparently?
He glowers plenty. That scene in general, I just think that whole Missandei Green Worm shits. It's like fucking, like, I just like don't give a shit.
Okay, whatever.
That whole plot line is just like,
I don't care. It's trash.
If both of them died in the next episode, I wouldn't shed a single tear.
No, yeah. But okay, we have about 5 to 8 minutes left. We could actually talk as long as we want, but we arguably should just have that much time.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Thank you again. But, okay, so should we full-on just go into predictions? Because, again, it's pretty shocking how little happened this episode.
Yeah, I mean...
comparatively to the rest of the season.
So we have the... How about this? Like, of the misfits, who comes back? Of the various fuckers above who go north of the wall.
I think Thoros is gonna die. I think Gendry...
Yeah, Thoros is fucked.
I think right. Gendry is actually gonna get maimed. Not, like, crippled, but, like... he's going to get fucked up and they're going to drag him out of here because he can't die because Arya love interest.
Yeah.
God, this is rough for me to say. But I think either Jorah or Tormund isn't coming back.
Mm.
But because we're in this world of Benioff and Weiss in control of everything that happens now, he's maybe not dead.
Yeah, Jorah's been almost dead so many times.
It's like the CW comic book DC universe. It's like, well, I mean, people die, but is anyone really dead?
I'm gonna take a big swing here and say that Jorah is going to die, start becoming a zombie, and get the Benjen Stark treatment, and see Dany again as a half zombie.
Hey, let's go!
Hell yeah!
Oh, Abel's. There we go.
Boom. Sounds better. But yeah,
I'm 100% on board with that.
That's my bold prediction. I think Tormund might just die normally.
What if that's how they all escape, is Jorah leaves himself behind?
No, so brave, so noble. That would make sense with his character.
Right?
Yeah, especially because...
he can't really go home because that little girl will definitely be like, fuck you, behead you right
and
now.
And maybe that's John's destiny too, is him and Danny's first romantic encounter is going to be like Harry and Cho Chang, you know? It's going to be like, Jorah's dead!
Oh my god!
When Cedric died, you know what I'm saying?
There wasn't as much obnoxious glaring between Jorah, Danny, and John when they all met each other for the first time as I thought there would be.
No, I thought it was going to be a lot more like... because he also has his sword.
Who's this guy?
Yeah. He has my dad's, like, crazy, almost, like, indescribably, valuable sword.
It can cut through anything.
Yeah.
This shit is really awesome.
Yeah, including the, like, ice zombies we're going to fight and that you just volunteered to go hang out with.
Yeah. Another question. Where is all this dragon glass John collected going? Is it going to Eastwatch with him? Or, I guess, did it go to Eastwatch with him? Or is it going to White Harbor and on its way to Winterfell?
No, it's gonna go with him, probably. I mean, I'm assuming they're going to put everybody at the wall, right?
Yeah, I guess.
They're just not there yet.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere for them to stay.
Well, it's more just like they're trying to fashion the Dragonstone into weapons, and it's like, do we want wildlings who just, like, have very little technology to do this, or should we have the Smiths of Winterfell figure out how to make this awesome?
Well, I think they were doing it at, whatchamacallit, I think they're just making the weapons at Dragonstone and just bringing them straight there.
Oh, straight up?
Because Danny was like, I will provide you, like, people to help you mine it and make weapons.
Oh,
like,
whatever
men you need.
Oh, no, that's fair.
Yeah, so I think they're just, like, straight up, like, shipping, like, finished product out there, you know?
Hey, check this out, it's obsidian.
Yeah, they're not...
wanna buy a death stick?
Yeah, exactly. They're not stomping on it in Winterfell on the way to the wall.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, they're just only, yeah, they're getting that good shit. But what do you think, so if Cersei does armistice agreement, who do you think the first one she assassinates / murders is as like an ally during the like ceasefire? Do you think Tyrion survives the season?
I want Tyrion to survive the season. Maybe Varys?
Ooh, I could totally
maybe
see
Varys, but it's because he wanted to save Tyrion.
Weird. I don't know if I know if that's the thing, but I could totally see Varys taking a bullet this year. He's like,
he's been around a while,
and they've been giving him a lot of a dangerously Ned Starky degree of nobility of late. He's become like far less obsequious and far more like...
she's not her father.
And far more Robin Hood.
And she never will be with proper counsel. Yeah. Oh, way to talk yourself up more, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Although I think he was referring to, I think they were also low key there referring to like Jorah, dude. They need that guy around to. He's like the fucking Danny Whisperer.
He is.
Although I guess so is John. It's just like she only trusts her boys.
He's the whisperer of the heart.
She doesn't even listen, she doesn't listen to Dario either. She blows that motherfucker off on the reg. He's always like, ah, I need to do this thing.
That's she's true. Like, ah, he always is like, instead. He's always just like, yeah, I would have slit all their throats. She's like, no, we can't do
no,
that.
No, silly. Yeah, we can't do that.
I didn't grow up in the fighting pits.
Yeah. The quicker man, always blah, 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 blah.
Okay, let's end with some shipping here. Danny John.
Oh, Danny John's a guarantee. They had two scenes in this past episode whose only purpose was
I think
to
they're gonna
make
hate
them
fuck.
Happen. No, dude, they're gonna Cho Chang Harry Potter.
No, dude, I
post Cedric Diggory
I
death.
Think, okay,
make out.
I think this is what's gonna
That's
happen.
What's gonna happen? Cedric's
you're
gonna
right.
Die,
you're
gonna make out.
Okay. Thank you. You're right. Jorah's gonna die and blah blah blah. No, Jon is gonna return to Dragonstone before returning to the North because the whole Littlefinger Arya Sansa bullshit will probably not be done yet, despite how stupid. But I think John's gonna return to Dragonstone, deliver the zombie, and he and Danny are gonna end on great terms, maybe with some intimacy, because Game of Thrones on HBO.
It's on HBO, premium cable.
Blah, blah, blah. Peter Baelish talked about his background while two prostitutes were fingering each other. Great. HBO, fuck you, Benioff.
Premium cable, though.
Premium, we pay for it. No, but I straight up think that's how that is gonna result. John's the last scene this season is gonna be John returning to the North with like Danny's support.
For sure.
And just someone's gonna die.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Danny's gonna die and then she's also gonna get resurrected.
No.
And then they'll And then Jorah will die and also get resurrected and they'll all live together as undead like triangle friends.
The lesson is everyone is a vampire count.
Yeah, exactly. And that. Is a wrap.
Okay. But before we actually wrap.
Yeah, I know. I just thought that was a really good time.
Let's look at the players. No, that was.
For sure.
You're on point. We're not going to fault you on there. Thank you. We just handshook.
Yeah,
I know
for
you
sure.
Can see it. Here's the board right now. The North is in play. The Crownlands are in play. And I guess Dragonstone is in play. And the Iron Fleet, which is not tied to the Iron Island.
Also, the Euron. Nobody's seen Euron in, like, two episodes.
Right, the Iron Fleet.
What's he doing? Dragonhorn?
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean.
But, okay, and I guess the Vale's intact, but all their soldiers, or at least most of them, the non-defensive ones, are in the North.
Yeah.
What's, like, are we just never going to see the Reach again? Are we never going to hear from Dorne again? Or do you think somehow, probably not this season.
It seems wild that we'd never hear from Dorne again, because in theory the only three Dornish people who died are just like random girls who like didn't like, just like, yeah.
But the thing is, to introduce Dorne again, don't you feel like they couldn't do it in like now what is now one season and three episodes? Like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't
Dark
think...
Star.
I mean, maybe there's like a moment.
Chekhov's made.
Maybe they can, yeah, maybe, yeah, exactly. Maybe they have a moment somewhere. I mean, Sam's down there.
He is. We actually don't know which direction he's going in.
Yeah,
right?
For all you know, Sam might run into the Dornish on their way up. You know what I mean?
Because Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't know, that'd be funny.
What a fat little man.
Yeah, exactly. Just a bunch of like. Bunch of like other people from another like a different foreign country
pulls out hearts. He pulls out hearts and kills someone. It's like whoa! Why do you have Valyrian steel? And then like and a helmeted figure appears and just pulls out Dawn. It's just like ooh, end of scene. What's happening next episode?
Yeah, I think that the
God. I just want to be fan service better than the way they have been.
Yeah, they've been doing all the obvious shit, not doing all like the great side stuff.
They've been doing like fucking. Oh, I don't watch this show very well and carefully. I just want to participate in the culture fan service.
Yeah, which is, honestly,
I don't care, dude. I get content, whatever.
Can't knock it. But yeah, I think
that's why we obnoxious.
I think there's, there's no much more. I don't think there's any more reach. I think that Sam could theoretically lead what's left of the Tarly army, which would be really funny in the next season if that happened. And I don't know, it feels like Dorne has to not, like, they might be gone just for no reason, but it seems crazy that they wouldn't because nobody died. Just Ilaria.
I think we'll see these people back next season. Yeah. But there's no way we're not seeing Sam again this season.
Yeah. They might be included as, I think, well, Sam we'll see again, but it's just a matter of where he is. But I'm saying, like Dorne might see, like, I bet they're going to show up and, like, oh, we have their army. Like, they joined up with us anyway.
Oh,
and
yeah.
But, like, it won't be, like, we're in Dorne talking about who's ruling, blah, blah, blah. I think it's just going to be, like, they're going to get some, like, extras that are going to be involved.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about the Ullers and the fucking Ironwoods.
The Hellholtz.
The Hellholtz.
Yeah.
And the fucking Lemonwoods. The most basic house, if anything, is like, fuck the Hellholtz.
Dude, the Lemonwoods. That sounds great. I'd love to be a...
Let's end on this. Well, yeah, House Lemonwood. A purple field with three lemons. Podrick says it in season four.
Yeah, thank God. Okay. What do you want to end with?
Okay. So, this is incredible book shit. Like, do you know about how, like, okay, so Aegon the Conqueror conquered Westeros with his two sister wives, Rhaenys and...
Visenya. God damn it, for me remembering that.
Rhaenys was the one he loved more, right? And, like, while attempting to conquer Dorne, which the Targaryens could never do.
She was the hot one.
She was, quote, killed there. But also there's, like, that whole rumor about... It's not the pink letter. It was, like, the pink letter before the pink letter back in the day, where, like, Aegon received a letter from Dorne and then was like, okay, we're gonna sue for peace. And, like, the rumor is, like, oh, did Rhaenys die there? Or did, like, her dragon get killed by the Dornish and then she was just tortured to death by the Hellholtz and fucking...
Ugh.
The desert.
Sounds bad.
No, I'm saying, so let's think about that. So the Dornish technically are the only ones within their homeland to successfully deal with dragon warriors.
Oh, yeah. Because they just hide in our desert, yeah.
Right. So if we're not going as crazy as dragon horny, and you have a character like Darkstar appear, doesn't that give Cersei a new group of allies? Like, what if Darkstar just shows up in the capital with, like, a Dornish entourage? They're all surrounded by Lannister guards. And he's like... What do the enemies of the crown have to say? And he just throws out some heads and it's like, I believe the crown's enemies in Dorne are no longer. All I see are allies or some shit. And it's like, oh, Cersei has a new way to fight dragons.
Yeah, I think it
would. Is that a stretch? I'm stretching real hard.
I think that wouldn't work just because fucking
who's Darkstar?
Dornish people hate Lannisters.
That's too. True.
They like think they suck. So like. And we already see, like, how much of a force racism is in this world. So, like, Dornish people being like, I don't want to fight with the blonde kids. Fuck this. Like,
the blonde kids are going to be like, great, we're going to eradicate all the brown kids.
Yeah, except they can't do that in the show because Dorne would fuck the Lannisters up right now. Yeah, because the Lannisters only have, like, the Golden Company, maybe.
Maybe. And, like, the defensive force of King's Landing, which definitely can't leave.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. We've said we're going to wrap it up, like, twice now. Last question. Lannister main force now is pretty wrecked. Do you think it's fair to say that she's going to send those troops that have bent the knee back to the Westerlands to, like, see their families and just be like, the condition is the Unsullied leave unharmed? Like, that's pretty reasonable to assume,
I think we're just never going to see... Yeah.
We're never seeing Grey Worm again.
Yeah, no, he's gone. I don't think we're ever going to see those other Lannisters again.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to... I think generally Grey Worm and them can probably just march.
It's so cold.
Yeah, but it's not cold
by them. The larders were
empty. It's not cold by them, though. Yeah, I don't know. Plus, they're like...
Plus, they're slaves.
They've been through worse, man.
It's like, hey, dude, you want to be in this army? I know you've put up with a lot of shit.
Yeah, Grey Worm could definitely.
You haven't killed a baby yet. You paid her mom for the right to do it.
Yeah,
Oh, my God.
Grey Worm, for sure. But they don't even pay their moms. They pay the owners. That was like,
that's right. God damn it.
That's like...
God damn it.
Classic. Anyway, no need to bring that up anymore. But yeah, no, I think they're just gonna like, walk back straight up.
All right.
Yeah.
Dude,
I think that what's going to happen is, like... Cersei's gonna fucking, like, agree to the armistice, and then there's gonna be, like, it's not gonna be, like, she's not gonna, like, fight them, it's gonna be, like, scheming with Kaiba.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wait, what is the murder cello sound. But okay, no, dude, it's so weird talking about the episodes now, because like they're either so much is going on and you just have a ton to predict about, or it's just like such finite and controlled things happen this episode. It's like there's really only one inevitable path, and it's very clear the next episode is mostly going to be about beyond the wall.
Yeah, I know, which is going to be, like, honestly, it's going to be pretty sweet, though. And initially, I was like, oh, yeah, the second to last episode is always the snow level. And I thought since this one was called East Watch that this was going to be that, but nah, my prediction's still fucking right. Then next week's definitely just going to be the fucking snow level.
Yeah.
They're going to get fucked. It's going to be pretty tight, though. I bet it's going to be awesome.
Right, which is episode 6. Adventure, they're going to get fucked. They're going to see, oh, the army's coming. Then, of course, the penultimate, because there are only 8 episodes this season, episode 7 is going to be the big budget, like, battle at Eastwatch, which I guess won't be called Eastwatch because that episode title has been taken.
Yeah, it'll probably be called, like, the Night King or something.
Yeah, and then episode 8 is obviously just going to wrap everything up. We're going to literally visit every character and see what their plot will unfold.
So there's 8 episodes?
Aren't these seasons going to be 8 episodes?
I thought there were 7. I thought there was only 2 left.
God, is it... Okay, guys, I know we said we'd wrap it up, but we can't leave you hanging like this.
This is the last piece. This is the last piece of information.
The last piece of the puzzle.
Is how many episodes are actually in the season, which I think is 7 and Steven thinks is 8. God, you'd think we'd know that, honestly.
Well, dude, even numbers make more sense.
Yeah.
Unless it's 13, which doesn't count. Or 7. Fuck!
In season 7 of Game of Thrones.
What is it? I mean, I guess we'll advertise other stuff while Joey's looking this up. Great things out on Netflix right now, guys. You should watch the Benedict Cumberbatch South Pacific documentary.
Yeah, there are 7.
There are 7 episodes only? Oh, wow, okay. Then this 100% makes significantly more sense, what you just said.
Yeah.
The next episode is definitely going to be appreciated by a lot of, like...
And 6 is called Death is the Enemy, and it's 71 minutes long. And then the last one does not have a title yet, and it is 81 minutes long.
God bless.
It's wild.
Which
awesome.
Means the runtime on HBO Go will be, like, 90 minutes to include the inside the episode.
Yes. Thank God.
I mean, we need Benioff and Weiss.
All right, sweet. Well...
Anyway,
thank
guys...
Thank you, David Benioff. And DB Weiss, that's how I want to sell.
Thank you guys for listening.